Happy Hour. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Threesome by Roy Rebo. It's here, Roy, my wife shouted excitedly, storming in from the living room. The taxi's waiting outside. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. What have we agreed to? Just cancel if you don't want to, I said, and meant it. Now that I got a taste of her excitement and enthusiasm, I wasn't as sure as I had been the evening we replied to the advertisement in Cupido. Youthful man who needs lots of sex, seeks couple for shared pleasure. Preferably a couple who don't have much experience in this, like me. Heterosexual, but understand that all three of us will be intimate. Cancel? Are you crazy? Said Lena, more empathetically than I appreciated. I was starting to feel a bit jealous. She'd been in the bathroom for hours. She'd showered, pampered herself, and put on her makeup, making herself as beautiful as possible. And the result was terrific. I couldn't remember her being any more beautiful since our wedding day. Right now, I could easily have thought about keeping her to myself. Still, it was unfortunately too late to do anything about it. The doorbell rang. Can you get it? Lena whined, hiding behind my back. She stood so close to me that I could feel her body trembling with fear. Or was it excitement? Well, open it then. I really hope he's just as handsome as on the photo and just as nice as he sounded on the phone. Okay, I'll get it, I said, and went out to the hall, Lena tripping after me. I opened the door. In front of me stood the man who in a little while would see us fuck. He might even sleep with my wife. It was a bizarre moment. All three of us seemed worried and nervous. We shook hands, exchanged a few polite words of small talk, while he took off his jacket and went into the living room. But as we exchanged simple nothings, a shadow of what was about to happen hung over us. Sure, this guy Robert was pretty good-looking. He was at the same age as us, in his mid-30s. He was a bit taller than me, more powerfully built. But his hair was much thinner. He was nearly bald, but in a macho kind of way. It suited him. I'd heard that baldness can be a result of having too many male hormones and a massive sexual appetite. This wasn't very promising, or perhaps it was. We each plonked ourselves down on a chair. So, you're a computer engineer, I said, while filling our sherry glasses, uninterested. A workaholic, he explained. I work so much. I have not had the time to get a wife or have children, but I do miss family life. That's not all you miss, I thought, looking at him. While we talked about things other than what was about to happen, I studied their gaze, their movements and gestures. I saw how Lena blushed when she met Robert's eyes, and I noticed how he touched his forehead with his firm, hairy hand, which would soon be exploring my wife's naked skin. They chit-chatted, and I felt excluded from the conversation. I didn't like it. Perhaps Lena picked up on how I felt, and unexpectedly, she stood up and came over to me. You understand, she seemed to be saying, while she gently stroked my head. We really